Welcome to Season 2, Episode 1 of the Student Alumni Council Podcast. I'm your host, Kai Schweitzer. Today we're going to be talking about recruitment. I'm joined by four Student Alumni Council members. We're going to be talking about interviews and applications, what the organization does, what you can do in the organization, and some of the benefits of being a part of Student Alumni Council. Now, would you all be willing to introduce who you are, where you're from, and what you do in Student Alumni Council?
My name is Abby Spangenberg. I am a fourth year from Sunbury, Ohio, studying chemical engineering, and I currently serve as SAC's president.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rachel Ostovitz. I am a third year from Cleveland, studying marketing, and I serve as the vice president of membership.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ella Giesick. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, studying sociology and marketing, and I am one of the two recruitment program coordinators this year.
My name's Tristan. I'm a third year from Medina, Ohio, and I'm studying psychology and communications, and I'm the other recruitment program coordinator.
Perfect. So my first question is for anyone. What is SAC?
Okay, I can take this one. SAC generally is the official student organization of the Ohio State Alumni Association. So we work a lot closely with them in order to connect students with alumni. So it's a lot of like getting to network and meet different Buckeyes. But overall, our goal is to connect Buckeyes past, present, and future. So we do a lot of different events on campus, whether it's like rivalry rally, and it's a big like pep rally just with tons of students just to get them more involved. Or we do homecoming activities where we connect more with the alumni side of it. Just generally, we're really trying to get students passionate and connected to the Ohio State spirit in order to make the Buckeye feeling last even after you leave Columbus.
Awesome. So Abby, how has SAC grown over the years and how is it planning to continue to grow?
That's a great question. SAC, I've been a part of it since I was a freshman. And even in just these past 4 years, I've been able to see a lot of growth within the organization. Just recently, our executive team, along with members in it, was able to add an entire new section of SAC, a new committee called Inclusion and Belonging, that's entirely dedicated to making students feel like they belong, not only in SAC, but on campus as a whole. I will also say our newest program that we have, one of the newest, is Rivalry Rally. Before COVID, it was called Pep Rally. So it was like this big thing after the homecoming parade in the Union. We had lots of students and alumni come, but that has more so transitioned now into the same type of Pep Rally style thing. But instead, it's against that team up north. So it's in November surrounding that game. Tons of hype around it. We had Ryan Day, CJ Stroud, they came 1 year. So that event in itself has grown tons in the recent years. We've also just been able to really grow the passion that surrounds SAC with the new member classes that we have coming in. And it's just been really cool to be able to see different people from my new member class when I started progress all the way from a program coordinator to the executive team. And then it's also just been cool to see where they go after graduation. So really keeping in theme with that whole students to alumni, crossing the dash.
Perfect. So is SAC only for certain colleges or certain majors, or can anyone be an SAC?
Anyone can be an SAC. We're open to all majors, which is like kind of what makes our organization a little more unique. Any college. So for example, like I'm a business major, and then Abby, we work together every day, and she's an engineering major. So like any major is able to apply.
So then if any major is able to apply, are there any specific qualities that are looked for in a potential new member?
Overall, I would say the biggest quality that we tend to look for is just people who are like passionate about Ohio State and keeping the tradition of like what it means to be a Buckeye alive. We really just want like a majority of people who are like very excited about entering a new room, meeting new people, and just like wanting to continue to learn and grow our community as Buckeyes.
I was also just going to say anyone passionate about leadership in general, not like when you say leadership, it kind of sounds like daunting. Like you don't have to be like someone who wants to be like the face of SAC, but just anyone who, even if you just want to be behind the scenes, like working towards a common goal, I guess, of just improving Ohio State and SAC as a whole.
Interesting. So if I was someone who wanted to join SAC? What's a way I can learn more about the club?
So first off, if you're listening to this podcast, that's a great way to learn more. We have potential new member events. If you go to our Instagram and our website, you'll see a whole entire like aspect of it dedicated to recruitment. At these events, you'll like a very relaxing way meet new members or meet members who are in the organization and kind of get to know more about like how it's made an impact on their life and just like what we do in general. We also have an info session, and if you do want to apply, you are required to attend an info session, but all of that can be found on our social media.
Also, we have this thing called the Link Program, which I think you sign up when you like fill out the general interest form, right?
Yeah, you can sign up for it.
Yeah, so you choose if you want to sign up. You don't have to, but it's a great way. It connects each potential new member with someone who's currently in SAC, and you can like utilize it as much or as little as you want to. But it's a good way where if you just have any question at all, you can talk to them and they can help you out as much or as little as you want to. It's just a good way to get general information to hear like more about what the club's about, just if you're still confused after attending any of the sessions, or also even like it can just be a good way to make a friend on campus even. So it's a good resource, I think.
So if I'm going through the application process, what are some of the things I should be thinking about when applying?
I think one of the most important things to think about is just like kind of what you want to get out of the organization. Like obviously like people go into like a recruitment process like wanting to get involved, but in my opinion SAC like really is like what you put into it, like you get out of it. So like that just means like attendance at general body meetings, like volunteering at events, going to new member education. Like nothing is like extensive or anything, but we like really try to like welcome our new members, and I think it's important to like keep that in mind. That's like, if I really want to be involved in this community, like it's important to like dedicate your time to it.
So then what are some things I should be thinking about when I go into an interview?
I would really not like stress too much about the interview. At the end of the day, we are a student organization. We're not trying to scare you. We're trying to welcome you. But it's important just to know that, like, for example, it is a panel interview. So it includes myself and Abby, another vice president, like someone else on our executive board, and then a general body member. And then just to be yourself, it's important to like answer questions authentically. Like we said, we've mentioned multiple times now, we're looking for you to be yourself and like don't stress, but understand what SAC is. I would review our website. That's just like what I did personally. But yeah.
So being SAC members, we've all gone through this process. Tell me a little bit about what your guys' experience was like applying and interviewing for SAC.
Yeah, I can kick this one off. I did not know SAC existed when I came to Ohio State. I didn't know anyone in it. I simply was walking around the involvement fair my freshman year, and it was 95 degrees out and SAC had popsicles. And that is the only reason that I decided to stop by and talk to this group. At the time I was pre-med, so I was like, oh, like having some alumni connections, maybe that could help me get into medical school. So like I decided, okay, I'll go to this ice cream social that they're having and I'll go meet people. And everyone was so welcoming and like so inviting. So then I was like, okay, sure, I'll go through and I'll actually like apply and go through this process. So I filled out the application online, just asked like a few general questions about, you know, who you are, what you do, what you bring to SAC. And then I think like one of the questions was like more random, just to see your personality. Maybe it was like, if you could be any color, what color you would be. It was something fun like that. So it's not too stressful there. But then I went into the actual interview process, and it was just very similar to what Rachel said, where they were sitting in a panel in front of me and asked a lot of fun questions. Then it was really cool because I felt like I really got to know some of the panelists who were in SAC just from that experience. So I did definitely not know what necessarily I was getting into when I applied to SAC, but I've been so grateful for the experiences that I've had, and I wouldn't be here if, well, SAC didn't have popsicles. So I highly recommend at least checking us out at the involvement fair.
So I first heard about SAC kind of on a whim as well, similar to Abby. I didn't even happen to run into the SAC booth at the Opportunity Fair. I must have completely missed it, which is shocking because I did circles around that thing because I was trying to find an organization to be involved in that I wanted to dedicate my time to. And I wanted to find one that not only was socially beneficial, in which I could find a strong support group, but also professionally beneficial and being able to gain professional opportunities that I wouldn't be able to by not being in any organization. So I had a friend at school just randomly bring it up to me, and she was just talking about how she was going to a potential new member event, and she just asked if I could go with her because she was scared of going alone. And I was like, free food, like I might as well. But then immediately after talking to a few of the members, I knew that this was the right fit for me and it was what I had been looking for. So I ended up applying, and kind of as I got deeper into the application process, I became more like, oh, like, I really think this is going to be a good fit for me. And then when it came to my interview, I did not know it was a panel, which was fine. It was fine. Didn't know it was a panel. And I had like prepared as much as I could going into this interview when it came to facts about SAC and what the goal and mission is, which I do think is important. But I did notice while I was in the middle of my interview that in the beginning, my answers were kind of coming off as robotic, and it almost sounded like I was just listing off the goal and the missions of the website. And so about halfway through, I got asked a question that was about myself personally, and I kind of froze when it came to that. I had a hard time answering, and I was honest about it, and I finally got out my answer. But after leaving the interview, I was like, oh my God, like that was not good. But then I think after I found out I got in, and after talking to people and hearing about what they look for in new members, I realized that it is, while it's important to be well-versed in the goal and the mission, they're really looking for a piece of your personality and being authentic. And I think that that just goes to show that it's not something you have to be super worried about, because as long as you show your like true self, I think that that is all that matters.
So you guys have touched on how SAC is what you make it. You can be as little or as much involved as you'd like. What is the kind of commitment expectations for new members like?
So first thing we have is our new member education process, which new members do have to go through. This is not, I mentioned earlier, it's not extensive. We have 4 sessions from when a new member would get in at the end of October until they're inducted as a member in February. And these are basically what to learn, like what SAC really is, understand it more, understand the different leadership roles we have. And our new member educators, there's 2 PCOs who run that. They do a really good job of like getting the new members pretty well like oriented into the organization, and but making it in a fun way. Like last year they went to like North Market for one of the events and like did stuff there, and then one time they played dodgeball. It kind of varies on what they do. And these, you are expected to attend those, since there's only 4 of them. Also, they last like 2 hours and you are told like in advance.
Basically, I'm just going to second everything that Rachel said, but also touch a little bit more on the external part. So yes, you have like your membership expectations of actually being a member in SAC, but also some other things that you can expect to be involved in. SAC Spike is a big event that we put on every semester. In the past, it's been like volleyball tournaments. I think it might be pickleball tournaments this year. So that's going to be pretty cool and exciting. Also, I mentioned Rivalry Rally earlier. So a big like pep rally focusing on beating that team up north and just super fun football spirit, as well as homecoming's kind of similar. You can see us in the parade. Actually, we always do a float every year. We've also won 3rd place in the float building contest for the past 2 or 3 years. So super exciting there. I'm hoping to keep it the same way this year. We also get to do some cool things with transfer students. We have Buckeye transfer programs, so we get to really reach out to different communities on campus, as well as we do the same thing with our Pay It Forward program. So there's lots of different ways to get involved there. If you're looking to connect more with alumni, you can be a part of our Dinner for 12 Buckeyes program, where you can actually do physical networking with alumni. So that's a super cool experience. You can give an alumni a tour of campus, or if you're looking just for more of like different skills that aren't necessarily event planning focused, you could do our data and software position, or be a part of our marketing committee. So there's just tons of different ways that you can see us externally on campus, but again, still having that membership involvement.
Being such a big club, what are some of the benefits or advantages that comes with being an SAC?
Obviously, Ohio State's a huge, huge school, and it's such a big campus, and it can be intimidating for people to go to such a large school thinking that you're going to be like lost and just feel like you're surrounded by so many people and you don't know them at all. But I think especially after joining SAC, you can't go anywhere on campus without seeing at least one person. I remember one time I was running or walking from the North Clock Tower and I was going to the Oval, and I think I saw like 3 or 4 SACers just along that straight path. So you literally cannot go anywhere without seeing a friendly face, and everyone makes a point to say hi or smile or do anything. So it truly is just such a welcoming organization and just helps you make you feel like you're at home at Ohio State.
This question's for Rachel. How is the organization structured?
Yeah, so basically, like, simply put, it goes president, and then under the president, we have our executive board, which includes our vice presidents and the chief of staff. Each vice president has a certain amount of directors. For example, I have 2 directors. And then a director oversees a specific amount of program coordinators. So program coordinators are like more of an entry level, like leadership. Like Abby said earlier, you kind of get to like have control over that entire program and see it from start to finish. Directors kind of oversee that process. And then the VP is in charge of each position within that committee.
So clearly SAC provides some professional growth through its leadership positions. Is there any other professional growth opportunities that SAC provides?
Yeah, I can talk on this. I started out as a very shy and reserved kind of freshman just because I felt like a very small fish in a very large school. My graduating class in high school was about 200 people. So going from 200 to 60,000 felt like a huge jump, and I just wasn't really sure how I was going to fit in there. If I had told the freshman me who joined SAC because of a popsicle that I would one day be president, I would have said that's ridiculous and I would not have believed me. So I really just decided I want to get involved. One of the VPs, the VP of Alumni Outreach at that time was Emily Zarnicki, and she reached out to me, said, "Hey, we actually think you would be great for this homecoming program coordinator position." So I decided, okay, cool, I'll do that. And that just kind of started from program coordinator to director to president. And as being president, I also now get to sit on the board of directors for the Alumni Association. So that's just so cool, having a seat at a table full of CEOs, provosts of universities, directors and deans of universities. So it's really cool just to be a part of something that's so big and so much larger than myself. And also what I think is special is like, you don't have to be the president in order to see such professional growth. You learn so much about setting agendas, leading meetings, sending emails. You have no idea how much SAC has taught me about writing an email and not taking 20 minutes to hit the send button. that has just been huge. And so many of those skills are actually transferable. I just started my corporate job this summer, my first internship really at JP Morgan. And so I was really able to take all of those skills that I learned through being in SAC and apply them in the now corporate world. And I really think that that really sets our SAC members apart, is they're able to have that leadership capabilities and have confidence in the projects that they do. Because just by being a program coordinator, you really get to see a project from start to finish, which is really incredible to be able to do at such a young age. You get project management experience, you learn how to lead other leaders. And so really, I think that if you just look at the people who are in SAC, the different opportunities that they've had, you will really be able to see the growth that all of our members get.
So what are some of the success stories of people who have greatly benefited from being a part of SAC?
Okay, I am so excited to answer this question. I've been in SAC for 4 years, so I have gotten to see so many people above me graduate and go on and start their career. And, you know, I've gotten so much advice from a lot of them on maybe ideas of what I want to go into and kind of how to get there. So it really just builds an incredible network of people when you are looking to go out and join the real world. I really, though, want to speak to the range of success stories that we do have in SAC. A lot of times, like, you think, oh, like, we just have a lot of business majors, they all go into business. But that is truly not the case. I mean, we do have Emily went into McKinsey Consulting, super involved in SAC. And I know from talking to her personally, she did attribute a lot of her success to SAC. She said SAC is what she spoke about a ton in her interviews in order to get that job. So she's one of my like greatest mentors that I have. I talk to her all the time. I just went and visited her in Cleveland with another SACer also named Abby. But she's a really good contact that I get to stay in touch with. We have Jeff. Jeff went to Microsoft. Michelle is at UPenn Dental School. Catherine's at med school. Noah went to law school. Paul went to PA school. Maddie went to vet school. Archita went to Columbia getting a master's degree there. And she always posts pictures with like famous people. So she's like having the time of her life there. I know Griffin works at the CDC. Mario and Sophia both work at Deloitte. So I know that was just a lot of name dropping, but I really just wanted to highlight that these are real people that I have gotten to know throughout my time in SAC. And there's so many others, but I just really wanted to speak to the different types of professions that people go into. And really just the range. Like if I wanted to go to dental school, I could just hit up Michelle and say, hey, or if I wanted to go be a teacher in Poland, I could talk to Alyssa who got the Fulbright scholarship, and is doing that. So just incredibly successful people in terms of their career and also just in terms of what they've been able to do. We have had so many people on homecoming court from SAC, so representing us in front of the entire university. We had Jackson, Emily, Mario, Maddie and Tanish actually were the Royal Buckeyes when I was a freshman. So we just have some really incredible people, and I think what they have chosen to do with their life, while it might not all be due to what they did in SAC, I just think that, you know, you have those type of ambitious, passionate people. And yes, that is about SAC, but that also just speaks to who they are as a person. And it really just sets them up. So I think that just by surrounding yourself with people who have that same ambition and passion, it's really going to set you up no matter what you're looking to go into.
This question is for anyone. How has SAC impacted you personally?
Okay, so I will go first. For example, when I was applying to SAC, so many people were telling me like, oh, you're going to meet your best friends in this organization. Like, it's truly going to make your college experience. And I was like, yeah, like, sure. Like, everyone probably says that. And then I literally actually have met my best friends from this organization. Like 2 months after I got into it, I like flew to like Denver, Colorado to like another SAC member's like hometown with another SACer. And we had like, there was four of us there. Like it was like the best trip ever. And then like one of my other best friends, I'm literally flying tomorrow morning to go and visit her in New York. Like every single day I'm like with these people that were like, not even like people in my new member class, but people like that were in the organization before me already. Like it genuinely has been like my best friends that I've met in this organization, which sounds so sappy and cliche, but it's just like been so cool to me that people said that and I didn't believe it at all. And it's just kind of become a reality.
Yeah, no, to piggyback off of that, I had like literally the exact same experience in my information session. I was talking to a current member and she was like, oh, like I found my roommate through this organization. And I was sitting there and I was like, oh, but also like, I didn't know anyone going to SAC. I had, not that I had low expectations, but I mean, that's obviously a big thing. And I was like, I don't feel like that'll happen to me. And literally like this coming year, I'm in about 3 weeks moving in with another SACer. So that just goes to show like how that stuff works. And I feel like that also goes into like reaching out to those people and making an effort to make those connections. And I mean, even like last weekend, I had three SACers staying in my basement for the weekend to come and visit me. And I think that's something that is really cool about it is that they don't even have to be in your new member class. Like one of the people in my basement last weekend was Meredith, and she's my big, AKA my SAP in SAC. And I think that that's another really cool social thing that we do to get to know them, because now Meredith is one of my closest friends, but it started off by her just reaching out to go on a coffee date with me to maybe become my SAP. So I think it's really cool how those relationships have evolved. Because once again, I've only been in this organization for 9 months and I already feel like it's impacted me tremendously.
Thank you guys so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Student Alumni Council podcast. Don't forget to apply by October 6th. And please join us back here next month when we interview White Castle CEO, Lisa Ingram.